Reptivier, we gave each other our pledge that we would marry.
You gave each other a pledge?
Yes, Papa. We gave each other our pledge.
They gave each other a pledge.
Unheard of. Absurd. You gave each other a pledge? Unthinkable!
Where do you think you are? In Moscow? In Paris? Where do they think they are?
America!
And what do you think you're doing? You stitcher, you nothing. Who do you think you are? King Solomon! This isn't the way it's done. Not here, not now. Some things I will not, I cannot allow. Marriages must be arranged by the Papa. This must never be changed. One little time you pull out a prop. Where does it stop? Where does it stop? Where does it stop? Do I have something to say about my daughter? Or doesn't anyone have to ask the father anymore?
I have wanted to ask you for some time, Reptivier. But first I wanted to save her for my own sewing machine.
Oh, stop talking nonsense. You're nothing but a poor tailor.
That's true, Reptivier. But even a poor tailor is entitled to some happiness! I promise you, Reptivier, your daughter will not starve.
He's beginning to talk like a man. On the other hand, what kind of match would that be? Married to a poor tailor? On the other hand, he is a good, honest, hard worker. On the other hand, he has absolutely nothing. On the other hand, things could never get worse for him. They could only get better.
They gave each other a pledge, unheard of, absurd.
They gave each other a pledge? Unthinkable!
But look at my daughter's face. She loves him. She wants him. And look at my daughter's eyes. So hopeful. Tradition.
Well, children, when shall we make the wedding?
Oh, thank you, Papa!
I won't be sorry. I'm sorry already.
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Papa.
What am I going to say to Golda?